This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Zagreb this afternoon in a historic first-ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia, marking a new chapter in bilateral relations. Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković received Mr. Modi at the Franjo Tuđman Airport. His arrival was welcomed with traditional cultural performances. During the ceremonial reception, Croatian kids welcomed him with Namaste greetings. Croatian group of spiritual people chanted Vedic mantras and native dances performed Kathak Nirtya. Mr. Modi met the Indian diaspora and Croatian friend of India. Later today, Prime Minister Modi will hold delegation-level talks with Croatian counterpart Andrej Plenković at his official residence, Banske Dvore. Prime Minister Narendra Modi firmly told the US President Donald Trump that India never accepted the third-party mediation to resolve issues with Pakistan and will never accept it. Mr. Modi held a telephonic conversation with President Donald Trump and discussed the recent Operation Sindoor. The Prime Minister's remarks came following US President's repeated claims of taking credit for the ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that during the 35-minute conversation, the Prime Minister clearly conveyed to Mr. Trump that talks were never held at any level on India-America trade deal or on mediation by the U.S. for cessation of the recent military action between India and Pakistan.
Pradhan Mantri Modi ne Rashtrapati Trump ko spasht roop se kaha ke is poore ghatnakram ke dauran कभी भी किसी भी स्तर पर भारत अमेरिका ट्रेड डील या अमेरिका द्वारा भारत और पाकिस्तान के बीच मध्यस्थता जैसे विषयों पर बात नहीं हुई थी। सैन्य कार्रवाई रोकने की बात सीधे भारत और पाकिस्तान के बीच दोनों सेनाओं की एग्जिस्टिंग चैनल्स के माध्यम से हुई थी और पाकिस्तान के ही आग्रह पर हुई थी।
The confrontation between Israel and Iran has entered its sixth day with continued missile exchanges and airstrikes, fueling fears of a wider regional conflict. Israel's Defense Minister Kurtz claimed that Israeli jets destroyed the Iranian regime's internal security headquarters. The IDF stated that several weapons production sites were targeted. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned that any U.S. strikes against Iran will have serious and irreparable consequences. In a televised address to the nation, Khamenei said, Iran will stand firm against an imposed war. Responding to U.S. President Donald Trump's call for surrender, Khamenei said that the Iranian nation will not surrender. He has criticized Israel for launching its military campaign while Tehran was engaged in talks with the United States over its nuclear enrichment program. Meanwhile, Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov has warned that direct U.S. military assistance to Israel could radically destabilize the situation in the Middle East. The government has introduced a fast-tag-based annual pass priced at 3,000 rupees from 15th August this year, which will enable seamless and cost-effective travel across national highways throughout the country. This annual pass will be valid for 1 year from the date of activation or up to 200 trips. The government has conducted a series of comprehensive inspection visits to key edible oil refining and processing facilities across the country. The inspection was done to ensure that the benefits of recent import duty reduction on edible oils are passed on to consumers. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution has said that the inspections covered major port-based edible oils refineries, inland processing plants, and that they import crude palm oil, crude soybean oil and crude sunflower oil. India has been drawn alongside Australia, Pakistan and South Africa in Group 1 of the 2026 Women's T20 World Cup, set to be played from June 12 to July 5 in England. The 10th edition of the tournament, running across 24 days, will open with host England taking on Sri Lanka at Baston on June 12. And that is the end of the news bulletin.